Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up.
What's up and what's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune in to your girls wherever you are all around this beautiful green earth. Now listen, this show is super special, and you want to know why? I'm about to tell you right here, right now. Your girls are celebrating 5 years of being on the airwaves. Happy birthday, Eminem Live Radio. Go, Eminem. It's your birthday. Listen, celebratory vibes all show long. I don't care what you got to say about it. But, of course, like I said, thanks so much for tuning in to Eminem Live Radio as we go absolutely in all show long. But, of course, I can't do this by myself. I need my girl, Mia. Mia, how you feeling?
I'm feeling 5 years strong.
Yes.
Misa, what's going on, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls once again on You Already Know It's Eminem Live Radio. Let's go ahead and get this party started. All right, now, of course, you guys already know your girls love us on Fridays, man. Over 5 years, nothing has changed. Now, it's not just because we're close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go in and blow up our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, here's a huge, huge shout out to @miss.cherryb on Instagram. Listen, if you want to be next week's follower Friday, make sure you're following us on Instagram at MM Live Radio and be the first to blow up our notifications, or you could be next week's follower Friday.
You know this. Now, Mia, because this show is a very special birthday show, we will be traveling back in time to remember and celebrate all of the first that we shared on this very show.
While we play parts of old shows to commemorate where we started from, some will be funny and some will be very cringy. But listen, man, get ready to join us along this crazy ride as we go back as far as 5 years ago.
Man, that's absolutely insane.
Crazy, yo.
5 years? Well, listen, you guys, hashtag too many hashtags. We're, of course, bringing it back. It's where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. Do me a favor and tell somebody that we are talking 5 years ago doing hashtag too many hashtags.
And listen, stay close to hear our very first interview we've ever done on Eminem Live Radio with Sunday Best Season 5 winner Joshua Rogers, and catch the very first 1 minute inspiration brought to you by my girl Misa.
We are celebrating a lot of firsts and within these 5 years of us being on the air. So make sure you join us also on today's conversation, which is all centered around this right here. For where you are in life right now, define yourself in 5 words. Instagram and Twitter is where it's at to give us your responses. Be sure to add us in the tweet or comment so we can see you. But Mia, how do you want to start off the birthday celebration?
Misa, I feel like we need to take it back to our very first show, to the very first song we ever played here on the air. I feel like it's only right.
We gotta do it. Let's do it.
Let's go ahead and do it, man. Trade It All by Corindiana. Their very first song we ever played on Eminem Live Radio. Listen, check it out right here, right now. Here it is. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Looks can be deceiving. What you see may not always be what you get. Full of constant dreaming. Cause defeat can't bother what's in your head. Giving up is too easy, it's too dead. And cause you make me feel brand new. I'll trade it, I'll trade it, I'll trade it.
This week's trending topics with hashtag too many hashtags coming up right here on Eminem Live Radio.
The atomic bomb is very dangerous. Sometimes the bomb might explode without any warning. It looks something like this.
This time it ain't a game, yeah. MJ with the six rings, yeah. Y'all better switch out your blaze, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
This time it ain't a game, yeah. LeBron James coming through the lane, yeah. Y'all better switch out your blaze, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
This time it ain't a game, yeah. I'm MJ with the six rings, yeah. Y'all better switch out your blaze, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
This time it ain't a game, yeah. LeBron James coming through the lane, yeah. Y'all better switch out your blaze, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
Kobe said it's my time, yeah. The game on the line. I don't play about mines on sight. I'm pulling up from half court every time. Yeah, you popping online, but all you popping in life. Oh yeah, I'm living. They keep my name in their mind like a dentist. I'm trying to crush all that hate and division. They used to sleep on me, now see the vision. Please do not call me, don't want your opinion. I ain't live this kind of life in a minute. I see the goal and I'm focused on living. Y'all ain't not sorry if you are offended. I'm off the chain, I'm loose. Big dog, big dog, big dog, big dog. You need to worry about you. And let me do what I do. Already got, look what he done. RMG, you got the right one. Our situation is a tight one. What you gonna do? Fight or run?
This time it ain't a game, yeah. MJ with the six rings, yeah. Y'all better switch out your blaze, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
This time it ain't a game, yeah. LeBron James coming through the lane, yeah. Y'all better switch out your blaze, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
This time it ain't a game, yeah. I'm MJ with the six rings, yeah. Y'all better switch out your blaze, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
This time it ain't a game, yeah. LeBron James coming through the lane, yeah. Y'all y'all best switch out your blades, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
He died Superman like four bras, yeah. Then hit a flag, interview me while I'm world star, yeah. Mariotti at the party in my courtyard. Then I'ma eat at Waffle House, give me that all star. She say it ain't me, it's the god of me, yeah. Don't like what I say, then I'm follow me, yeah. Eating hot Cheeto with some cheese, missing Eric Mason with some Cardi B, yeah. Put it like dang, good with my gang. Never like we hit the lottery, yeah. Pull up with six, where you standing? Nappy lights dropping loose cannon. Payment some chill with my chili, yeah. I do not kill like I'm Billy, yeah. I'm just trying to get you, get me, then they give me puffin' feelings like a Willy, like a Philly. Ride it with the whole clip. God tell me, can it go fish? Family business, so we don't snitch. Amplified, got a whole list. Hold up.
This time it ain't a game, yeah. MJ with the six rings, yeah. Y'all better switch out your plays, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah. This time it ain't a game, yeah. LeBron James coming through the lane, yeah. Y'all better switch out your plays, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
This time it ain't a game, yeah. I'm MJ with the six rings, yeah. Y'all better switch out your plays, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
This time it ain't a game, yeah. LeBron James coming through the lane, yeah. Y'all better switch out your plays, yeah. On fire with the little flame, yeah.
Listen, man, it's not a game. Derek Minor and Cannon said it best, man. Make sure you guys go to their tour. They are touring everywhere right now. The It's Not a Game tour featuring Derek Minor, Cannon, Byron Jawan, Jay Monty, so many amazing artists, and they're coming to your city. They're also coming to the ATL, and guess what? Your girls Eminem are going to be hosting the Atlanta show, so make sure you guys go get your tickets. We want to see you. Y'all, I know you guys want to see Derek, Cannon, everyone hit the stage, so make sure you guys go get your It's Not a Game tour tickets ASAP. Back with your girls Misa and Mia from You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. And listen, I'm gonna let you know, put you up on game to what time it is right now. It's time for hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in on the hashtags. Well, the segment right here is called hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag Colin No Cap. The world has watched, some joined in protests, some chastised in hatred, but all in all, we are witnessing the fall and rise of the one and only Colin Kaepernick. Now, he saw injustice for colored people affected by police brutality and the lack of respect America has for its veterans, and decided to take a knee during the national anthem before every NFL football game to bring about change. In result, Cap loses his job playing for the San Francisco 49ers, a number of endorsements, and thousands of fans that feel like his peaceful protest is absolutely disrespectful to the flag, when in all actuality, that's not what it is at all. Now, as this goes on and on for some years, we see in present day that Nike has made a deal with Colin Kaepernick to be the face of their 30th year anniversary. Ford Motor Company is now endorsing him, has received many awards for his actions, but there is also two NFL teams that are considering signing Kaepernick. Man, this is great news. His attorney hinted that the teams that were interested seemed to suggest that they were Oakland Raiders and New England Patriots. Mia, what do you think about this great news?
Well, I gotta say this first. I did not know that Ford endorsed him.
Yeah.
So, but it's funny, I don't see nobody burning a truck.
I digress.
But listen, that's amazing.
It's
that's
absolutely amazing. But I feel like that just truly shows, you know, when you stand for something, sometimes you're going to sacrifice, you know? But you have to stand up for what you truly and honestly believe in.
You got to, man. And listen, you got to learn to not be moved by everything that's going on around you. I mean, I imagine it's kind of like everything is finally, this is what he should have gotten. Like everything, when he first kneeled on the field, this is everything that should have happened opposed to everything else that's happened before all of this.
Yeah. But instead of being moved, like you said, you know, people burning his jersey, you know, not even watching the NFL in
protest. Losing endorsements. Losing his job.
The list just goes on and on. But I just think that this proves that with a lot of players such as Colin Kaepernick, and even, you know, when it comes to basketball, like LeBron James building up a school, it's bigger than football.
It is.
Bigger than basketball. It's bigger than the very sport that they claim, that they love so much and they play so much. But you have to show that it's passion beyond the field and beyond what they feel.
I feel like Colin Kaepernick is finally getting everything he deserves right now.
Truly, truly. I totally agree with you. Hashtag, he has gained the ability to play.
Hashtag, and endorsements by Ford.
Hashtag, but they say with sacrifice.
Hashtag, comes great reward.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag, Kanye's got something to say. I know y'all have heard about this one. Kanye West took to Instagram to tell us that he is out of the sunken place. Kanye took an IG video of himself walking down the street, and he wanted to tell us what was bothering his spirit. So he said, and he told Nick Cannon to never mention his wife Kim Kardashian West again in an interview, you know, since he talked about her on the show Everyday Struggle. He also mentioned Drake, Tyson Beckford, and he was basically telling these three guys to put some respect on his marriage. Now, Misa, is it safe to say that Kanye is now out of the sunken place? Do we have Kanye back?
I think we may have a little piece of Kanye back, only because he decided to move back to Chicago.
I heard that.
He said he doesn't want to move out ever again. And I feel like he's around people that honestly want to see him at his best. You know, who really knows, you know, the type of people that he was hanging around in Hollywood? You know what I'm saying?
I just feel like he's just getting around, you know, I don't want to say normal people, but reality.
Genuine,
you know what
people,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Genuine people. You're not always around, like, you know, fame, glitz, and glamour. People who just want to tell you whatever they want. They just say whatever they want so you can get, like, a good rise out of you. He's around genuine people around him. Now, I did hear how Nick Cannon did respond back to him saying how, you know, listen, man, I do respect you. I've always respect you, but never tell me what I can and what I can't say. Just as much you don't want people to tell you what you can
exactly.
and can't say. How do you feel about that?
It makes sense, though. It makes sense. I mean, of course, Kanye lives in Kanye's world.
Exactly.
You know, so, I mean, he feels like he has the right as a god to tell people what they should and should not be doing. I'm all for standing up for your marriage, but Nick Cannon is 110% right. He's a grown man also, and when it comes to an interview, when somebody asks you questions, he's going to answer them as truthfully as possible.
Now, Nick Cannon did also mention that the 200th episode of Wildin' Out is coming out.
True.
And he invited Kanye to come on the show. Listen, yay. Do it for the culture, man.
Lay it out.
For the culture. They said that there's all jokes are going to be out. Kim jokes, Mariah jokes. We do it for us, man. Do it for the people. We want to see it. Just do it for us, yay. Hashtag, if it's bothering your spirit.
Hashtag, and you've got something to say.
Hashtag, just speak your mind.
Hashtag, and say what's on your chest, yay.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. And listen, we're giving you hashtag too many hashtags. That's right. All things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag Spotify Unified. Now, calling all indie artists. This is for you. Spotify wants you to know that they are here for you and they love y'all for real. They are making it possible for independent artists to upload their music directly to the platform. Now, as of right now, record labels and a digital aggregator are the only ones that can upload music to Spotify, but that will soon change. Also, Spotify will not be similar to SoundCloud, where independent artists can just upload music immediately, but it's said to empower artists to gain control over their music and will be free of charge to do so. Now, this is major for independent artists.
Man, standing ovation to Spotify.
Yeah.
And big ups, because that's changing the game. I can't tell you how many. There are so many talented artists in the world, but not all of them are signed to major labels and all those other types of things. So to be able to give them this platform, that's all they're really doing, is giving them a platform to showcase their music. That's huge. And I feel like indie artists are going to be very appreciative of that.
But I think it's the fact that Spotify sat back and looked and said, you know, I feel like, you know, artists like Chance the Rapper, he's made it without the labels. And like
you
said, there's so many artists out here that are so passionate for what they do and they're really good at it, but has yet to be signed by a major record label. I really tip my hat off to Spotify.
I do too. I'm excited to see all of these artists pounce on that and to see the recognition. You never know, we might have some more big artists coming in the world on Billboard charts nowadays.
You never know. Hashtag independent artists.
Hashtag no need to reply.
Hashtag all you gotta say.
Hashtag is thank you, Spotify.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
As you guys know, we're celebrating 5 years of Eminem Live Radio this show, and we're gonna go down memory lane real quick. Oh my goodness gracious. Here is the first time, Misa, the first time we ever introduced the segment hashtag too many hashtags on Eminem Live Radio. To all of my Instagrammers out there, listen to this. Graduation selfies being banned at the University of Southern Florida. They banned taking selfies during the award ceremony, and you could risk not getting your diploma.
Wow.
Hashtag let me take a selfie. No.
Hashtag or not.
I honestly can understand where they're coming from. You don't want to cause a lot of confusion. You want to focus on the program. This is all about you. You know, so this is a hashtag all about you. You want to focus, but yet let us hashtag capture this moment. You know, a lot of people, it took them a long way to get where they're going to be.
It does. And the thing is, I mean, I understand that we're all excited, you know, especially, you know, graduating to class of 2014, 2013, or what have you, whatnot. And we're excited. Like you said, we work extra hashtag hard to get to where we are right now. And I can't take a hashtag selfie.
I feel like
I would hashtag be tripping.
I'm tripping over this right now, but I'm just saying to any of the universities who you cannot take selfies, don't trip about it. You know, just wait till the ceremony is over. You can get your friends, your family, take a hashtag selfie, and everything will be hashtag all good. Hashtag too many hashtags.
Hashtag too many hashtags. It's all good. I'm going to pray for you.
Oh, my God. That was the segment hashtag way too many hashtags.
Way too many hashtags. Man, I couldn't even focus on what the actual hashtag was.
I couldn't.
Because it was just decorated with so many
hashtags.
Thank
God for growth, man. Hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, guys, that was hashtag too many hashtags. Tune in next week. We'll give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
If you thought that first hashtag was crazy, listen, all show long as we celebrate Eminem Live Radio being on the air for 5 whole years, we'll be going back down memory lane so much more. Make sure you stay tuned.
Make sure you guys keep it where you got it right here. But listen, Misa, I feel like we gotta play this song because I feel like it defines us where we are. I love the sauce we've created with the 5 years of Eminem Live Radio. Like, we've been working so hard. People just don't know.
You just don't know. You think we getting started?
Man, we barely finished. And listen, Brandon P and Mission said it best. Here is Barely Finished. Keep it like right here you're listening to. You already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Hey, say here, look at that boy. Y'all finished yet? I say now, is y'all finished or is y'all done?
Barely.
All right, well, when y'all get finished, just let me know.
We been for a minute. We been working. Barely finished. We got way too much sauce. We got way too much sauce. We been for a minute. We been working. Barely finished. We got way too much sauce. We got way too much sauce. Boy, that's word to my granny. So much sauce. They can't stand me going up. They won't let me. So much sauce. Mess with Getty. Barely getting started, but it sounded like a shit. I've been grinding, see my eyes. Mama told me I should rest. I just gotta keep it going. Mama told me I was just. Since he lifting all my weight, I don't see no need to flex. For the team, I go savvy. Keep your money. You can't have me. Brandon got him with the alley. Another score, another tally. Booker Town, that's the family. West, shot to Cali. We been for a minute. We been working. Barely finished. We got way too much sauce. We got way too much sauce. We been for a minute. We been working. Barely finished. We got way too much sauce. We got way too much sauce. We been working. Barely finished. So cold, freezy. Bolo, swaggy, making deals, clientele, they sleeping, oh well, but I don't care. Me and my hitter, super litty at the shows, It's a party and they moshing bitches slow, Mind do what's next, man, you tell me, gotta go, Toyota Camry and we rolling on some 22s. I'm the boy with the keys, catch me playing on the keys. Shut it down on the scene, I believe so I see. Don't get lost up in the sauce. I take my problems to the law. He had to get us in the cost. It ain't it matter what it costs. We been for a minute. We been working. Barely finished. We got way too much sauce. We got way too much sauce. We been for a minute. We been working. Barely finished. We got way too much sauce. We got way too much sauce.
boy Cole.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you and I tuned in to the live show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up, bump the speakers loud.
Get ready,
it's about to go down right now. On the new Eminem radio vibe, turning up the youth, turning up for life. On the new Eminem radio vibe, turning up the youth, turning up for Christ. This is Eminem.
Welcome back to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was Barely Finished, Brandon P featuring Mission. And all this show, we are celebrating Eminem Live Radio being on the air for 5 years.
For 5 years. So expect to hear sound bites from old shows back in the day, more great music from your favorite artists, and so much more, man. But listen, make sure you guys are subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast on everywhere. I'm talking about iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio. Join the Eminem fan on the podcast game, man. Make sure you guys are following us. Make sure you guys subscribe to our podcast. Again, that's on iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Eminem Live Radio.
Most definitely. Stay tuned, because like Mia said, we have so much more inspirations, music, so much more. Of course, we're celebrating 5 years of being on the air, which is absolutely insane.
Insane,
you guys. And of course, we have great conversations that we're going to get into a little bit later. But Mia, I got to talk about something that just happened throughout the week. I saw it on social media, and I think it hit Twitter first. Kylie Jenner, she tweeted. She said, "Last night I had cereal with milk for the first time. Changed my life."
I saw that and I was thinking, for the first time? Like the first time?
The first time. Can you believe that though? Like,
can
people,
you imagine being so rich
that you've never had Cinnamon Toast Crunch
and milk together?
Lucky
maybe
Charms.
maybe she's had them like separately.
Cheerios,
but not in the same bowl.
Rice Krispies. Like, I mean, you've never tried any of these. You've never had a morning in which you're getting ready for school, getting ready for work, and you just, you know, take out that good old cold glass of milk, pour it in your bowl with a little, you know, cereal on top.
That's like Janet Jackson recently saying how she's never heard of hot Cheetos. Can you imagine being so rich you've never heard of hot Cheetos?
No, but the thing is, if you've watched that interview, I've watched it too many times.
She was
but there are certain celebrities that will flex and they will act like you've never had hot Cheetos, you've never been to a gas station. It was purely innocent.
It was like she's never heard of it genuinely ever in her life.
Listen to her voice. Look at her face. She has never heard of the invention hot Cheetos.
So think about it. If Kylie Jenner had milk and cereal for the first time,
yeah,
Janet Jackson has never heard of hot Cheetos, what other celebrities haven't tried anything?
Like, what has Oprah not had? What has Oprah not
what
ever
had? What has she never had that we have all the time?
Yeah. But I feel like
does she chew gum? Like, no, like, I'm just trying to think of certain things.
But when you think about it, Mia, these are like cheap thrills that we really literally enjoy. I remember you telling me earlier that Kim Kardashian, for her birthday one year, someone asked her, what did she want for her birthday? And she simply said, I want to have the opportunity to take my kids and walk through a grocery store.
The grocery store. But think about it. When you put yourself in Kim Kardashian's shoes, she can't go out in public.
Yeah.
So therefore, think how long it's been since she's been able to just walk through a grocery store, not be like, you know, bombarded with her kids. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
While we do this on a daily.
On a daily.
But that's all she will want, is to simply go through the grocery store.
That's just so interesting. And I just kind of like think of this whole conversation and, you know, the tweets and everything. Janet Jackson, Kim Kardashian, Kylie Jenner. I just think of the simple joys that we have in life.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I just wonder how many times they are not able to leave the house when they really want to, but we have the freedom to do so. So just, you know, take that into consideration, you guys. I know that it's awesome to watch, you know, everybody, celebrities that is, on social media, live their life, the glamorous life, life in the fast lane, whatever you want to call it. But just be grateful for the life that you have.
Just
you're
going
to do a lot.
Exactly, Misa. Now, while we're all, go ahead and be in the talking, you know, situation where we're talking about, you know, things to be grateful for, let's go ahead and get into this conversation we're talking about this week. Listen, it's all around, kind of centered around, you know, us celebrating 5 years. Five is the magic number of this show. So we asked on this show,
for where you are in your life right now, define yourself in 5 words. And listen, Team Eminem went strong again. Once again on social media. Huge shout out to everybody that was able to comment on this week's conversation. Now, we're going to go ahead and read some of our favorite comments we got over on Instagram.
On IG, Straight Flexin' at Tania Talks. This person says, working, progressing, believing, living, and hoping. At Evan_Andrews_, this person makes it a sentence, actually. It says, tired of being an adult.
Yeah, hey, I hear you, bro. A lot of people can relate to that one.
I hear you, bro. I hear you. Thanks for so much for commenting. And at Kitty_Ibby, this person says, super duper dope and silly.
Listen, guys, if you still want to go ahead and comment on this week's conversation, go ahead and do so. Let us know. For where you are in your life right now, define yourself in 5 words. We got more comments where that came from. And of course, you guys know your girls, Eminem, are going to give our responses as well. But Misa, we're celebrating 5 years. So, you know, we're going back down memory lane, you know, just jogging on memories on some of our favorite segments, things that have happened on Eminem Live Radio, a majority of our first. And, you know, everyone loves our segment, 1 Minute Inspirations, because we were able to inspire and uplift in all under 60 seconds. That's our latest segment that we've added.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a first for that one too.
Oh God.
And you know, so we gotta give you guys your 1 minute inspiration. So we're gonna go back down memory lane and Misa, where Misa has given you the first 1 minute inspiration ever right here on Eminem Live Radio.
For the record, I apologize for anything that was said. Just let's get to it.
Roll it.
But listen, do you remember when you were a kid and would dream about crazy things? Dreaming about crazy things and living like the world was like it loved, the world was made of candy, or running around the world and running the world at age 8. Nobody could tell you nothing. No logic was needed because you believed exactly what you dreamed. Dreaming now compared to how you were younger has definitely changed. If it didn't make sense to others, then it was stupid, and if it was too big, then it is unachievable. Understand that God wants for us to dream big. The word says that he wants to give us the desires of our heart. So if you want a boat, or if you want a plane, or even a multi-million dollar business at the age of 16, just know that he wants to give it to you. Your dreams are valid, so don't allow anyone's opinion to stop you. Dream as big as you did when you were a kid and work hard to make that dream come true.
Misa spitting the facts back then and facts now.
All
man.
Right, young Misa.
All right,
like that.
Young Misa coming with the word forth on Eminem Live Radio. That was our first 1 minute inspiration on Eminem Live Radio.
Now, to be honest, Mia, as we're kind of going back down memory lane, I am so proud of where we are.
I know.
I'm telling you, vocally, we have matured greatly.
Yeah, because I can't tell you, having to find, you know how many shows we had to go through to find certain things, and we had to hear the entire show, and we're just looking like making these scrunchy faces, like, ooh, why we sound like that?
But
why
I feel like that's the great thing about it, is the fact that you're able to look back and see where you came from, and I'm telling you, I'm so happy that we started when we did.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, it just trains you, and we've been pushing and pushing and really trying to reach where we are, and of course, we still have a long ways to go.
But listen, we got one last first we're going to show on Eminem Live Radio, so make sure you guys keep it locked right here to hear all about it. But Misa, I'm so proud of where we are, from where we were to where we are now, and I think it's great to say that we made it,
we
man.
Made it, yeah.
We made it. So here's a good song to talk all about it. Here is We Made It by Jordan Armstrong. Listen, we'll be right back. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
We never do, but we made it. We made it. We made it. Say we never will, but we made it. And they say you couldn't make it to the top.
Too many haters.
Now your haters looking strong. And now they be patrolling like they cops. Yeah, but God already got your game on lock. That's why you keep it real with the cool. You got favor on you. Got that make it to the top attitude. They got their eyes on you. You say, hey, how you succeeding every single you. Party all night, all night, all night. All night, all night, all night. Everything's alright, alright, alright. Alright, alright, alright. That's why we party all day, all day, all day. All day, all day, all day. Yeah, what a hater gon' say. We living on top, so we party all day. Cause we made it, we made it, we made it. Say we never would, but we made it. We made it, we made it. Say we never could, but we made it. We made it, we made it. Say we never do, but we made it. We made it. We made it. Say we never would, but we made it. That's why we party like a rock star.
Cause ain't nobody greater but God. All A's on report cards. And he cover us like he stay from. They wonder why we go so hard. Now we traveling, sending postcards. He watch over us like a coast guard. That's why we able to go far. We party all night, all night, all night. All night, all night, all night. Everything's alright, alright, alright. Alright, alright, alright. We party all day, all day, all day. All day, all day, all day. Yeah, what a hater gon' say? We living on top, so we party all day. We made it, we made it, we made it. Said we never would, but we made it. We made it, we made it. Said we never could, but we made it. We made it, we made it. Said we never do, but we made it. We made it, we made it. Said we never would, but we made it. Said we never could, but we made it. Said we never do, but we made it. Said we never could, but we made it. We party all day. We made it, we made it, we made it. Said we never would, but we made it. We made it, we made it. Said we never could, but we made it. We made it, we made it. Said we never do, but we made it. We made it, we made it. Said we never would, but we made it.
Now, y'all, we about to turn up again because, like we said all show, how it's about to go down. Well, guess what? It is about to go down right now.
Mia, you are so right. We have a very, very, very special guest calling in. So you already know it's Eminem Live Radio. He is the youngest and first ever male to win BET's Sunday Best on Season 5. He is touring as we speak and has an album dropping very, very soon entitled Unconditional. We welcome Joshua Rogers. Woo-hoo! Thanks for calling in, Joshua. It's good to have you on the show.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. How you doing?
We're good. We're good.
So like we said, Joshua, you are the youngest and first male to win Sunday Best of Season 5. Can you tell us how things have changed for you since the show?
Well, I've been pretty busy. I'm just doing a lot. I've got the opportunity to travel in many places across the country. I've been to the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, and I just recently left London for the start of my
Wow. That is awesome. And we know you're touring now and very busy, but when you have downtime, are you able to just chill a little bit, hang with your friends, and do the dishes when your mama tell you to, stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, very briefly. But for the most part, you're always working, always doing something. So if I'm not on the road, I'm doing interviews or, you know, doing stuff behind the scenes to prepare for the next step.
Yeah, yeah, we understand. So can you tell us, where are you touring right now?
Well, I'm in Chicago on my way to a church right now.
All right, Chicago.
So pray for me.
We will.
Yeah, how you feeling about the weather up there?
Well, it's cold, I tell you that. I'm trying to get used to this weather, you know, back where I'm from. It's not cold yet, so.
Yeah, trust me, we know. We got family up in Chicago, and it's just cold. We bring jackets all the time, but while you're up there, you probably get you some Garrett's popcorn, so we know how it is. It's tasty, you know, so just want to let you know that.
Yes, please, keep me in your prayers.
We will.
My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. And we are going in. As always in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. Man, we are celebrating 5 years of Eminem Live Radio being on the air. And the voice you just heard, oh, Lord. Y'all, that was our very first interview we've ever conducted live on the air with Season 5 Sunday Best winner, Joshua Rogers. And it sounded like we were talking to Charlie Brown's mom.
Oh my goodness, I cannot believe we put something out like this.
And it's funny because we weren't even writing our own interviews back then. I remember our executive producer at the time gave us, he ran in, okay, Josh was on the line, here's the talking points, and we just went with it. And we like, we didn't give him no intro or nothing, and we just kind of had to roll with the punches.
Oh my God, Mia, that intro was so weak.
It was.
But as you guys can see, you know, when Mia and I do interviews for special guests that's on the show, Mia does the interviews, and every single time, it never just ceases to amaze me. Every single person that we have on the air is like, wow, what an intro. It's so awesome. You know, but we didn't get that with Joshua.
We're sorry, Joshua.
We got to make it up to him.
We got to, man. But listen, we're celebrating 5 years of M&M Live Radio on this week's show. Like we said, 5 is the magic number this show. So therefore, we kind of centered 5 around this week's conversation. So we're asking, for where you are in your life right now, define yourself in 5 words. Huge shout out to everyone that's commented so far. Now we got some more comments we're going to read over on Facebook.
We got one on Facebook right here. Ayana Janae, thanks so much for commenting. She says, determined, blossoming, patient, excited, and ready. I like that last one.
That's good right there. Listen, shout out to everyone that's commented on this week's conversation. If you still want to go ahead and comment, go ahead and do so. That's all the comments we're going to read this show. But you know, if you still want to go ahead and tell us, let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio, Facebook as well at M&M Live Radio. But of course, you guys already know, you got to get your girls' opinions on the question. So we just feel like, because, you know, with us celebrating 5 years, Misa and I really wanted to, like, you know, talk about where we are right now in the state of M&M Live Radio. So Misa, define M&M Live Radio right now in 5 words.
Okay, mine is actually a sentence.
I
was able to finesse the words a little bit. Here we go. Working consistently, preparing for greatness.
Wow, I think I'm gonna get that tatted. That was so good.
Don't get it tatted without citing me.
Right, I know. Okay, so mine is actually a list. Mine is impactful, matured, qualified, bold, and ambitious.
Wow.
Thanks. Maybe I think I should get yours tatted and you get mine.
I like that.
So, but listen, man, 5 years. 5 years.
5 whole years.
And it's so funny because when we first did the show, I was so nervous to do the show. But when we, like, how nervous I was when we first started the show, because I guess it's just so much pressure. Like, you got to prove yourself. But
oh,
I
was recording
like
this show.
I was so nervous to record. But I feel like I was only nervous because I was like, man, I got to show that I'm worthy of 5 years. What have I gained? What have I learned? But I feel like I don't have to show anyone, like, anything. You know, either way, I know the work that we've put in for M&M Live Radio. We've grown regardless.
I know for a long period of time, Mia and I were trying to do the best we could to be as perfect as possible on the air. And I feel like that's what took out the fun of being on the radio, you know, because a lot of times we wanted to be polished. We wanted to be to the T. We wanted to make sure that everything was dotted and everything was crossed. In which, to be honest, I think it's good to show your honest mistakes. It's okay to show your blemishes and whatnot, because, I mean, even people that we look up to in the radio industry, you guys know who you are. You know, they're not absolutely perfect.
They're not.
You know, it takes a lot of time to get to the point in which you're matured, in which you are polished, in which you are, you know, not making absolutely any mistakes. But I feel like it's fine to every now and then fall short. Every now and then it's cool to kind of, like, you know, flounder over your words. Because sometimes, you know, even still, when you guys hear us on the air, sometimes we are stumbling over our words every now and then. But that proves that we're real people.
Yeah, do you remember our first show? Like, when we first went in, like, how we prepped for it. I'm going to tell you guys this. When Misa and I first prepped for our very first show, I think we got our premiere date, I want to say, like, a month before we actually, like, you know, were able to get our conversation and stuff together. Mm-hmm. Therefore, Misa and I took that whole month before our premiere date, our air date for the show, and we planned the show to the T. Like, it was almost scripted.
It was.
That's how much a perfectionist Misa and I were. Not that we're not perfectionists now, but it's the fact that we're just kind of like,
it was our first time on the air.
Yeah, and we want for things, to sound more organic. We don't want to feel like we have to try so hard. Everything has to be so perfect. We have a sign in our room that says, don't be so hard on yourself, because Misa and I will literally nitpick everything. So, like, now we're more relaxed and more chill to the things that we do now.
I agree. But also, Mia, I think that the fact that we were trying to be so perfect at the beginning of our career on radio, it just really proved that we had no idea who we were.
No, none. And that's one thing I was really nervous about first starting. I was like, what are we going to be? Like, what do we want for this to you know, be as a whole? But what do we want to stand for?
At first, Mia, we were so churchy.
We
were teen preachers on the show.
Every show had a scripture. Every show had a sermon. Like, we were strict with that.
But I feel like that's not what we were.
It's not what we. I think it wasn't what we wanted to be. Like, you know, I mean, everyone knows that, like, how Misa and I feel. We're Christians. We believe that all day, every day. But back then, we were like, well, you going to get this word either way. No, we're going to
play to Oregon, you know, like all
everything.
That. Oh, man. But I'm telling you, like, I want to just kind of like encourage people out there that's afraid of starting and don't know where to start. Start where you feel like you should start.
Just start at start.
We had no idea where to start.
And then here's what people fail to realize is that you're not going to have it all together when you first start. Because you're going to change. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You're going to grow and, like, you're going to develop. You're going to be like, okay, I want to change this. Like how we did. Like, we didn't have all the segments, all the things that we do now when we first started. But we love how things are now. But, I mean, 5 years from now, things could change. But, you know, but I feel like you have to embrace growth. Because growth is a beautiful thing. Regardless of how cringy all of our sound bites were that we played. It's good to hear because it's like, wow, we're not there anymore.
Yeah.
And we're so much better than what we were. So don't get so caught up in perfection when you first start out, because perfection can stunt your growth.
You're going to figure out who you are. You're going to figure out what your identity is, because in the long run, that's exactly what Mia and I did. And the entire Eminem Live Radio team, shout out to you guys also as well. But you have to be patient with yourself and just understand that if you take one big step compared to when you take two baby steps, regardless of what type of steps that you take, any type of movement forward is progress.
Yeah, everything. Like, don't worry about going the distance. Just worry about going.
Yeah.
You know, don't worry about how things are going to turn down. You're going to figure all of that out. We have a friend and also artist on the show. We play her all the time. You guys know Carmen Be Beautiful. She always says beauty is in the journey.
It is.
So, I mean, you got to embrace those beautiful things. Change, growth, you know, maturing, all of those things.
Uncomfortability,
lessons. Embrace all of those things when you're going through this journey. You're going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to grow throughout this entire process.
Most definitely. But listen, we are still celebrating Eminem Live Radio being on the air for 5 whole years. We cannot thank you guys enough for just rocking with us, continuously sharing our posts, liking our 1 minute inspirations,
following, subscribing, the whole 9 yards. We do not take any of that for granted.
All of it. So of course, Mia, we gotta get ready to close out the show, but we gotta end with a bang.
Let's end it on a high note, man. Put your drinks up. It's time to make a toast, everybody. Here's some champagne music by Brandon P featuring Kristen Gray and Swoop. People like right here, you're listening to your girls on, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Get some. Turn it up. Yeah. Yeah. Turn it up. I feel real good. Put your hands up.
Yeah, we're celebrating.
Yeah. Feel good, John.
I never thought that I would make it here. I made it through the fight and now I'm shifting gears. You got me on the high cause I've been through the low. You appreciate the heat when you come out as gold. So blessings up to all the bad times. Thank you for making me better, you opened up my eyes. And mama told me don't let anything control me. Pop said live your life, don't rush, go live in your moment. I'm celebrating like it was my birthday. Bow tie on, living blessed cause he saved the day. 22, living like I'm 42. Grown man status, RPSMD, I thought you knew that I'm alive, baby. I should've been dead or gone, but I'm here, I survive. I didn't make it on my own, and I'm on that good life, cause he paid the ransom. And I'm dancing, cheers to the anthem.
Here's to a good day, to the one who made us. I can't believe I made it. Yeah, it's a celebration. Cheers to a new day. Turn the music way up. Everybody dance.
Yeah, that's right. Ain't smoking good, but we feeling that high. On that good, that's life. In the hood, black tie, black suit, that Swoop screaming, it's the black night. Glass high and my shades low. Ice cube in my cup, it's a good day, yo. From Act Town to the Bay, yo. Whether you is or ain't broke, no bread or more bread, let's make a toast.
cheers to that 03 feeling. Rappers feeling floored cause I don't see ceilings. Cheers to me making it past 21, cause down happen when you black where I'm coming from. At town, the town stay strong, reppin' the Cavs now, now that Brian came home. OH, rapper handsome, feeling dapper dancing, Ted dancing, dancing. Cheers to the anthem.
Here's to a good day, to the one who made us. I can't believe I made it. Yeah, it's a celebration. Cheers to a new day. Turn the music way up. Dance, everybody dance. It's a celebration. A good day to the one who made us. I can't believe I made it. Yeah, it's a celebration. Cheers to a new day. Turn the music way up. Hands up and everybody dancing. It's a celebration.
It's a celebration, man. Put your drinks up. Cheers to us, man. Cheers to us, Misa. Clink, 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 clink. Cheers to us, man. That was Champagne Music by Brandon P featuring Swoop and Kristen Gray. I feel like that was the perfect song to end this show. It's so celebratory. Like, you know what I'm saying? It kind of ends everything on like a high note.
Let me tell you, when we picked the songs for this week's show, it was all so strategic.
So strategic.
We had to start off with Trade It All because that was the very first song that we started off the show with.
Right.
Of course, we got to follow back with It's Not a Game because we ain't playing on the airwaves.
No games being played.
Come on now, y'all think that we just getting started? We barely finished.
We barely finished.
Then we went to Jordan Armstrong with We Made It. And of course, we had to end it off right with Champagne Music. And I really hope you guys download every single song that we have played today. You know, just kind of reminding you any moments in which you're discouraged, when you feel like throwing in the towel, when you just kind of feel like you are at your wit's end, play one of these songs and just know that you are about to reach your greatness.
I feel like these songs are also a song that helps you. Have you ever seen those memes where it's like when you get in your feelings and then you realize who you are? These songs are like that. It puts you in a sense of like, no, man, you barely finished. No, bro, you made it, man. Put some music. This is some champagne music for you. So it kind of reminds you of the person that, you know, you are, the person that you're destined to be. Again, that was Champagne Music by Brandon P featuring Kristen Gray. You're back with your girls, Misa and Nia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Yes, please be sure to follow your girls on all social media. Like us on Facebook right now at M&M Live Radio.
And follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at M&M Live Radio.
And we really hope you guys enjoyed today's 5-year celebration show just as much as we did. But please remember that you can still give us your opinions on this week's conversation.
That's right. Just go to our social media and tell us for where you are in your life right now. Define yourself in 5 words.
And make sure you are subscribed to our M&M Live Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or iHeartRadio. And for more info, go on over to our website at misaandmia.com/podcast.
Listen, man, you got to tune into M&M Live Radio next week because we're going to be talking love and relationships. Now, you already know your girls M&M are going to be representing the ladies in the conversation, and we're going to bring in our best of the best to represent the fellas, the one and only, our male perspective, Kimo Jones, to join us on M&M Live Radio next week.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and just so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course, we got to give the credit where it's due.
You know it. M&M Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O. Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Nia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And M&M Live Radio is an M&M Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to M&M Live Radio once again. But your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up, because down is not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life.
And on this show, we celebrated 5 years of Eminem Live Radio. And we cannot end this show without saying thank you to every single listener, whether you've been listening since day one, or whether you just started listening to Eminem Live Radio on podcast. Listen, we appreciate you and we love you so much. We know that we got you guys listening from all over. We're able to see the numbers grow and grow in listenership every single week, and we do not take any of that for granted. So whether it's from subscribing to the podcast or following us on social media or even listening to the show, we appreciate and love you guys from the bottom of our hearts. We really do.
Yes, yes. And please continue to rock with us. Pray for us. Share our stuff on social media and just tune in on a weekly basis on our podcasting platform. But like always, we love you so much. And thanks so much for tuning in. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia. And you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Whoop.
You already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the livest show in the world.